Welcome to SoundWatch, a science podcast dedicated to communicating ecological issues and relevant research to Southeast Alaska. SoundWatch is comprised of students from the University of California, Santa Cruz, studying the effects of global change on the unique marine ecosystems here in Sitka.
Hi everyone, I'm Bryn.
I'm Matt.
I'm Laura.
I'm Sam.
And we're part of a group of undergraduate students from the University of California, Santa Cruz, at the KCAW studio here in Sitka, Alaska.
We're here conducting intertidal and diving research on marine species as part of a marine ecology field quarter.
So, the oceans are changing and Alaska's fisheries are at risk. Climate change is altering where species call home, which may endanger fisheries. Fish are moving, but not into our nets.
One of the most significant changes affecting how many fish are available is the shifting ranges of many marine species. This can affect a lot of Alaskans, and it's a complex issue. Bryn, can you help explain this?
Definitely. Many marine species have a small temperature range where they're able to survive.
Okay.
So, as ocean waters warm due to climate change, species are moving towards cooler waters where they're able to maintain their preferred temperature.
So, how are species able to do this?
Well, Matt, some species might move into cooler, deeper waters, while others might move toward the cold waters of the North and South Poles.
And what could this mean for Alaska?
Shifting ranges are especially relevant here, as there is significant reliance on marine species, both culturally and economically.
Yeah, and the movement of marine species toward these cooler waters in the north can cause species not usually found here to become more common. Also, species already here may start moving out, becoming less common.
Right. So, Laura, why is this all happening?
Climate change.
Okay, but can you be a little more specific?
Well, when most people think of climate change, they think of how the Earth's temperature is heating up.
Right.
We don't all immediately think about the direct effect that climate change has on our oceans. Burning fossil fuels is causing the oceans to become warmer and more acidic. This is happening globally, but at a much more dramatic rate at the North and South Poles.
And this is why we're seeing so many new but predictable patterns of the movement of species in Alaska.
Right. And that's what we mean when we say range shifts.
So, I know Matt was talking about how some fish species are moving out of normal habitat, but what about fisheries?
We all know the fishing industry creates thousands of jobs with millions of dollars of income for so many Alaskan families. Fisheries do have the potential to really be affected by climate change, and range shifts specifically. Isn't that right, Sam?
Absolutely. Changes in ocean conditions are affecting commercially important species, be it directly or indirectly.
Okay, how so?
Well, shifting ranges directly affect fisheries when important species like Pacific cod move into less accessible waters. Indirect effects are, well, indirect. For example, Arrowtooth flounder have seen a five-fold increase in the Gulf of Alaska since the 60s. They share habitat with Pacific halibut, so inevitably there's gonna be friction.
Okay, so these species could be competing for the same resources.
Exactly. Everyone's gotta eat. We also see that the ranges of some species are shrinking.
Like what?
Both Pacific cod and Pacific halibut are projected to constrain their range in the near future. Southeast Alaska could actually lose a lot of its cod and halibut. Either they're moving to find cooler waters, or their prey is.
So, you're telling me they're just following the food?
I would too.
Same.
I think we all would. Historically, Alaska's had very well-managed fisheries that supported lots of people in a sustainable and economically viable way. But management is going to need to accommodate shifting ranges that are changing the abundance of fish and where they're found.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I really hope that sensible management plans can be reached. After talking to locals, it's become clear that those doing the fishing are just as invested in taking care of their resources as the scientists studying them.
I noticed that too. Fishermen are passionate people.
Especially Alaskan fishermen. An open dialogue between managers and fishers is crucial with our changing oceans.
I think it's important for everyone to be aware of this global change.
This is why we should get our kids interested in science.
For sure.
And I think we can all agree that the Sitka Sound Science Center is an amazing place to start.
And check out the salmon hatchery when you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of salmon, I'd also like to mention that diversifying the seafood we eat, and consequently fish for, is a great way to alleviate stress on the ocean.
Who doesn't want to eat a wider variety of fresh, delicious seafood?
Honestly, I could eat king salmon for as long as I live. But variety's the spice of life, right?
Totally.
And bringing new species to market could be a win-win for the environment and our dinner plates.
And the fishermen.
True.
I think with a little effort from a lot of people, we can see wide-scale change. So there will undoubtedly be new challenges for fishermen in the future.
You're right, Laura, but those challenges will be met with the toughness and resourcefulness that comes with being an Alaskan. I mean, have you seen Deadliest Catch?
Those guys really don't need any more challenges.
I totally agree. And with that positive note, I think that's all we have for you today. I'm Bryn.
I'm Matt.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Sam. Thanks for listening.